All right. Thank you. Okay. So now before we get into the work, tell me the last module you listened to.
I think it was the third one. I don't remember right off. I've heard them. I think I heard them all, and I've heard maybe one or two once again.
Okay.
You know, whatever we get on the, you know, his website or you guys' website, that's what
yeah.
I've been watching. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're on the module 3, week 3 then?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Got to be.
And
this is my third week. I think this is my fourth week coming up. Third or fourth week, I don't remember.
All right. And then did you and Mike practice acceptance together?
Yeah, I think so. We talked about so much stuff. I don't really follow the question too well, meaning prep acceptance. I don't know from what meaning. He's told me a bunch of everything, but we do talk about so much. I just don't know if that's what, what he talks about.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. So have you been saying the phrase, I accept, I'm experiencing blank right now, it's okay?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. That tells me exactly where you are. So that's perfect. Okay. Before we talk more about acceptance, I just want to go back. I always like to check in on week 3, week 4, and make sure that you're working your diet for the mind. So are you spending time with your vision?
I do, but not as much.
Okay.
I do. I just have, I try to focus on this stuff, and I mean, Mike is normally who I talk to, that's why I'm kind of trying to fill you in, but not take up all the time, you know?
Exactly.
So I'm kind of a mess type person, meaning I have anxiety and stuff real bad. And today, I don't understand the, Voxer Thursday. I don't know if that means only call on Thursdays or call any other day except Thursdays, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, because I just been having a few things go on, and I wanted to share and see what, you know, somebody had an opinion or whatever was going on your end. You know, I'll give you today. I live in Texas, Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
A storm came in pretty tough, and I do remember one of the modules saying, you know, don't call nobody kind of for support, you know, knock it out, you know, whatever it may be. But I was real panicky, like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
For the storm, I mean anxious. And I kind of felt like, oh, crap, nobody can help me. What do I do? I was home alone.
Mm-hmm.
I've had anxiety for over 20 years. I've taken every medicine in the world. I'm still on medicine. So sometimes I kind of, I guess, give up and go short, meaning,
sure.
Oh, my God, I need to go to the ambulance. Or even call the ambulance, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have, I'm out of breath. I feel like I'm going to faint or whatever the symptoms are that I've been dealing with for 20 years, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, today was something that I was able to kind of overcome, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still ugly here in Austin, but that I didn't worry about it. And I never used to be that way, but I've had anxiety for so long, it seems like the last 2 years things have just been piling up a little bit worse, you know.
Okay. All right.
So,
when it comes to when you're in that situation, we want you to Voxer us, absolutely. We say no Voxer Thursday because we expect folks to jump on the Q&A calls on Thursday and get their questions answered then. Yeah, but if you're in the middle of something, you definitely want to reach out to us. The last thing we want is for you to, fall behind because you're not reaching out. So please do Voxer us when you're in those situations, and we can help you move through it.
Okay, because that was one that's been, I mean, that one got me there pretty good. But last Thursday, I didn't want to say nothing in class because it was kind of a personal issue. And I normally talk to Mike or now you, which, you know, I'm blessed to get to talk to both of you guys. But I had a little, I know this is not a love romance counseling type thing. I realize that. But I have a girlfriend that I've had for maybe like 3 years. I was married before then for 26 years. Anyway, I opened up an email and I read something I wasn't supposed to, I guess, meaning she reached out to an ex, but the ex never replied that I know of. But anyway, I had so much anxiety. I can't stop my mind from running. I just kind of told her, you know, maybe I did the wrong thing. I don't know, but I just told her to move out because I just can't. I don't have any room in my brain for anything to stress me out more. So I don't know what to do in that situation. I mean, she, you know, it was kind of anxiety gets into me sometimes real bad to where it turns into anger. Like, I can't, I didn't go to Walmart. I got too anxious. I came back home. And then, of course, I beat myself up for stuff like that. And that's what I'm doing now. I feel like, you know, I went through the same thing with my wife, and here I am with this other girl that I would never thought would have done that. But reaching out to somebody else that it's not an ex-friend, it's an ex-relationship. I can understand if it was a friend, but my brain, I just can't cut it off at night, and I've been sleeping very little, and I don't know what the hell is going on. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news. You don't have to figure it out, okay? When you come to this work, you start to learn that it's your state of being creating your experience. So the state of being of anxiety creates the thoughts, creates the monkey mind, the mind that just is racing all the time. It because your mind is racing, then you can't fall asleep. And so your attention is on thinking. And when you come to this work, you learn that all your thinking comes from your state of being. So what we want to do is get you consciously choosing the state of being of acceptance, so that the state of being of acceptance starts to create your thinking and your feelings. So what you want to do is make sure you, in those moments, you step back from the circumstances and kind of step back from your thoughts and just start accepting your state of being in that moment. So what I want to do on this call is I want to practice acceptance with you, like you did with Mike. And then I want to talk about how I'm going to give you a prescription where you're just going to focus on your feeding your mind, your microvision, and then accepting all your states of being as consistently as possible. Okay. What happens is when you get caught up in your thoughts and your feelings, you're in the effect. You can't change anything. That's why we've got to get you to use your thoughts and feelings to identify your state of being so you can choose acceptance. And then acceptance starts to create your thoughts and feelings. All right? But without a lot of explanation, because you're just starting out, I just want to practice acceptance with you. Make sure you've got a solid foundation with it so that you can practice it as consistently as possible over this next week. It's going to be really important to get consistent with this.
Okay.
So you and Mike practiced it, right, where you would just listen, identify your state of being, and then out loud you would say, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay.
Yes.
Is that correct? You guys practice
that?
Okay. Let's you and I do that together. I just want you to listen. And what's really important is you don't just throw out states of being. You listen for the state of being you're currently experiencing. Okay? So when that first thought comes in, you want to identify the state of being that created it. Or when you notice that feeling, you want to identify the state of being that created it. You can do that all in your head and then say out loud, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. And then keep cycling through that process. And let's just cycle through it several times to make sure you're really solid with it, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Sure, whenever you're ready, first thought or feeling, identify the state of being, and then accept out loud.
I accept what I'm going through. I think it was a storm that spooked me a little bit, but I do accept what I was going through.
Okay, Sam, I'm gonna stop you there. So I accept is great. Do you have a pen and paper with you?
I don't. I have people that came here that picking up some. I'm a plumber, and I send the guys in the shop, and I got out of the shop.
Okay. So you don't have a pen and paper?
No, I don't. I just came back to my truck.
Okay. Because I want to give you the phrase. It's very specific. Okay. You don't have a pen and paper in your truck. Okay.
It's only in the office. And all the guys are in there. That's why I stepped away.
Sure. No, that makes sense. Okay. The phrase is, I accept I'm experiencing blank, whatever the state of being is, right now, it's okay. All right? So when you listen, you say, for example, you have a thought, oh, my God, that storm scared the crap out of me, right?
Right.
You hear that thought and you go, okay, what state of being created that thought? Fear, right?
Right.
State of being of fear would create that thought. Okay. Then you would say, I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay.
Got it.
And then you'd listen for the next thought. Maybe the next thought is, yeah, you know, I can't believe how much anxiety I had. I'm really, you know, it sucks that I have this anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it sucks I have this anxiety. So I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay.
Got it.
But what if it never goes away? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. So
Okay. What
you want to do is, I accept I'm experiencing blank. Blank is always one word. It's a state of being. It could range from love to hatred and everything in between. But it's not your circumstances. So it's not, I accept I went through that storm the other night and I was scared. It's just, I accept that I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay.
Got it.
Make sense?
It does now. Okay. Now you broke it down to me, yes.
Good. All right, perfect. All right, so now let's just listen and look for that first thought or feeling, identify that state of being, and then say out loud, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. And I'll help you with the phrase, because obviously until you get it, you know, do it a couple of times, you might not be able to get it. So just take your time and go ahead and listen, see what comes up, and then go ahead and accept.
I accept that I am having fear at this moment. I accept. I am having frustration at this moment. I accept.
Okay, one second. You almost got it. Okay. I accept I'm experiencing. Not I'm having.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm experiencing fear. Perfect.
I'm experiencing fear, and that's okay.
Right now. And that's okay.
Got it.
And that's okay. Perfect.
I accept
that
I am experiencing fear right now at this moment, and it's okay.
Yeah, you just don't need the at this moment. Just right now, it's okay. Yep.
Okay.
Keep going. You're doing great.
I accept I am experiencing fear right now, and that's okay. I accept that I am experiencing fear at this moment, and that's okay.
Right now,
I accept,
instead of at this
moment.
Yes.
I am experiencing fear right now, and that's okay. I accept that I am experiencing fear right now, and that's okay. I think I can keep that one I think I can remember this one now.
Okay. So now what's important is to remember, you've got to accept your current state of being. So you don't want to just say, I accept I'm experiencing fear right now, it's okay, and that's all you ever accept. You want to accept what you're currently experiencing. So when
the
thought comes up, frustration, doubt, worry, confusion, love, happiness, joy, wealth, abundance. So the what will point you to the state of being is the thought itself. So if you have the thought, oh, my God, you know, I'm so in love with so-and-so. Well, in that moment, you're experiencing love. I accept I'm experiencing love right now. It's okay. If you're thinking about, you know, all the work you have to get done today and you have that feeling of overwhelm, well, that's a state of being of overwhelm. I accept I'm experiencing overwhelm right now. It's okay. If you have tightening in your chest, you might identify that as anxiety. I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now. It's okay. So what's really important, Sam, is making sure that you're identifying your current state of being.
Okay.
So let's just practice again, because I think you were trying to get the phrase right, and I think you were just focused on fear. But you're doing great. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was experiencing the fear for sure.
Oh, okay, great. Well, not quite, but you know what I mean.
Yes, identify
your current state of being.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I actually reached out to my cousin and said, hey, come over here. And I let it kind of get the best of me, I guess. And again, I've been suffering from this for 20 years, so this is all, of course, new to me.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And trust me, Sam, it doesn't matter how long you've been suffering. As long as you do this work, you will create the new experience.
You know, I have to go to it's about a 20-minute drive from my house tomorrow to go see a job.
Yeah.
And I'm already, like, thinking negative already. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm setting myself up.
There you go. Okay, so what state of being created that thought?
Just the fear of being stuck in traffic or something like that.
Yeah, so fear. It's not even about being stuck in traffic. It's fear. You got it.
Correct.
So when that thought comes in, you would say, I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. And then maybe the next thought might be, no, it's not okay. I don't want to get stuck in traffic. All right.
Yes.
I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Because normally I turn around.
Yeah.
I turn around and I'm like, hey, you go do this job and I'm going back to the house. So I allow myself to get talked. I talk myself out of it. I'm perfect. I'm great at talking myself out of stuff.
Sure,
you know,
we all are.
I hate that. You know,
I
do accept that I am experiencing fear right now, and that's okay.
Beautiful.
But this is something I want to make sure to practice tomorrow because I have to be there at 10 o'clock, and I'm already driving myself nuts to where I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but
you know,
Tim, you
I have a very negative mind. Right. It comes by itself.
No. But you practice the acceptance tonight. You know, so as soon as we hang up, when these thoughts come in, you should be accepting your state of being. So
if I'm sitting there eating dinner.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
If I'm sitting there eating dinner and I'm already dealing with this issue with my girlfriend for one, but that's what leads me into the fear a little bit. And then when I get into the fear mode, I'm like, oh, damn, I got to go to South tomorrow. It drove me nuts earlier before you called me. It was really like, go away, storm. And it was terrible. But now that you're breaking it down to me, and I'm sure Mike did too. I just probably totally forgot how to practice it and use it in time of need.
Well,
I ran to the... crossword puzzles and
right. No, you want to practice this all the time, not just in the time of need. So anytime you're thinking, you should be accepting through the thinking. So when you're thinking about your girlfriend, you want to accept all the states of being that come up. Anger, frustration, confusion, jealousy, envy, whatever it is, love.
Got it.
Loss, whatever. That's so you accept through the thinking. If you're having a conversation in your head, you're not accepting. So as you're having the conversation, you stop and you accept. I can't believe she did that. I accept I'm experiencing disappointment right now. It's okay. But I really love her and I don't want to lose her. I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. But what if she does it again? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay.
Okay.
And then maybe you feel tension, you know, in your body, or you start getting, I accept I'm experiencing anxiety right now. It's okay. You see, so you don't just have the conversation and have all the thoughts. So think if you were in a conversation with me. So everything you think and actually say, you would accept your state of being.
Right.
Right?
I do follow
because,
that.
Yeah, you're having conversations in your head all day long. From now on, you have to accept through those conversations.
Okay.
So when I hear you, have a 20-minute drive, you should be accepting the entire drive. You should be accepting before you whenever you think of the drive, you should be accepting your state of being.
Got it.
So what's really important is that
tomorrow.
I want you to put it to the test today, tonight, as soon
as
we hang up.
True.
Do you
Absolutely
want to be accepting
true.
All until you go to bed? And listen, when you're falling asleep, the only thing you should be doing is accepting.
Okay.
I don't care what thoughts come up. I don't care how you feel. Keep accepting. Keep accepting. keep accepting. If you wake up in the middle of the night, accept your state of being. Keep accepting.
Yes.
You will fall back asleep. And then here's the thing, Sam. As soon as you're aware you're awake, that's when the clock on acceptance starts. So as soon as you're aware you're awake and you start thinking, you've got to start accepting.
Okay.
All right? And then you're accepting. Yeah, and you're accepting as you're laying there. You're accepting as you're getting up. You're accepting as you're walking to the bathroom. You're accepting as you're going to the bathroom. And then every morning for a half an hour, we want you to sit and just practice acceptance.
Okay.
So sit undisturbed, set an alarm for 30 minutes, and then for 30 minutes straight, you accept. And you don't move until that alarm goes off. Now you're going to experience boredom. You're going to experience impatience. You're going to experience frustration. Just keep accepting. Your job is not to reconcile how you're feeling or thinking. Your job is to accept through it. Does that make sense?
It does. It really does. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay. And so then when you're done with that half hour, you keep accepting.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I can make it happen. I just need to practice it because I have the negativity is already there. And yes, the switching over is something I will practice because just to give you a quick example, I know we're in for some worse weather. So when things get a little tough tonight, I know that I need to tell myself I'm experiencing fear right now, and that's okay. I accept I am experiencing fear right now, and that's okay.
Yep.
I accept that I am experiencing fear right now, and that's okay. But I will use that with everything else. I totally didn't use the tool that I was already taught. That was kind of thrown away. My mind's been stuck on what do I do with this relationship, and I think I allowed myself to get distracted from you guys,
there
in
you
class,
go.
So to speak.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And it happens. And here's the thing, too, Sam. You know, what you want to do, once you learn how to do this work, you don't want to make decisions from a state of being of resistance. You always want to make a decision from a state of being of acceptance. So the last thing you want to do when something like this happens in your life is not accept.
All right.
So
right.
Now you have this opportunity, okay? So every time you think of what happened, every time you think of her, every time you think of your relationship, you want to accept your state of being. Don't try to figure anything out. Just keep accepting. The acceptance will give you the solution.
Okay.
Right? And then whatever decision you make from a state of being of acceptance is going to expand more acceptance, which is what you want. Happiness, love, joy, wealth, abundance, success, whether it be in this relationship or any other relationship.
Okay.
So your job is to choose acceptance. That's your job. That's what the universe is hiring for. Choose acceptance.
Okay.
All right? No matter what the conversation is, good. So half hour every morning uninterrupted, but then all day long as much as possible. And did you and Mike come up with a microvision?
I don't remember. I'm sure we did. I kind of threw everything away. I just focused on my stupid issues at the house.
Yeah, okay. So it was something to the effect of I am happy, peaceful, anything that come to mind?
Yes.
Okay, so whatever yours was. Yeah, go ahead. You got it?
I wrote it. That I do have written down in my office, but the guys, like I said, the guys are there. But that one I do.
Okay.
I do remember that, and I'll be damned if I forgot about that, too. I mean, I'm telling you, I let my mind go bazonks here lately.
That's okay. So what you want to do is you want to do acceptance as consistently as possible, and you want to feed your mind your microvision. So when you go back to the office, grab your microvision and start saying it to yourself. And when you don't believe it, just accept that you're experiencing resistance, and it's okay.
Okay.
All right, and if you do believe it, great. I accept I'm experiencing acceptance right now. It's okay. But you want to feed that. So by the time you go to bed tonight, you should know, you should have that memorized. You've said it so many times between now and bedtime.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Good.
Yes, all it right. makes total sense.
So those are the two things I really want you to focus on. Feeding your mind,
okay.
your microvision, and accepting your state of being as much as possible. Make sure when you go back to the office, you write down the phrase as exactly as I accept.
Yes.
I'm experiencing blank, which is always one word,
mm-hmm.
state of being. Right now, it's okay. Just until you get really confident with it, okay?
Absolutely. I will make sure to practice that. Now that it's like that, it's a little bit more easier. I'm sure Mike broke it down to me too. I was just in another world.
Yeah.
I'm having these little issues and I'm thinking, oh my God, not again. This is the end of the world. I had my first wife do this, now you, and things just turned ugly, and I allowed it to just do what they did. Turn into
right.
anxiety
and, what,
and everything else.
Right. And what you would have done had you been applying the work was, for everything that happened, you would have accepted your state of being about it.
Yes.
Every
and
thought,
I'm
every feeling.
Why you talk to me about that.
Yeah, but that's fine. This is what happens. You're starting the work. Something blew up in your reality, and you drop the work, and you put your focus on what blew up. But it's what you want to do from now on is don't ever drop the work. Use the work to get you through the reality.
Right, which is the acceptance.
Yes.
Because that's what I'm. I feel more better. I feel that I can. It's broken down to me now. I know how to practice it starting today.
Perfect.
That's not a problem. I'm grateful you helped break that down to me so I can get my mind back on track here, because I don't want to be a mess the whole week like I was today, of course.
Yeah, but even when you're having these thoughts and saying these things right now, you want to hear that and say, accept them experiencing fear or judgment or you want to hear
right.
what you're saying and accept. Because think about it, we always think the thought before we say it. So you have that opportunity to hear your thinking and just accept the state of being.
Right.
Yeah.
I
you got this, Sam. This is what happens week two, week three. You're just learning this, okay?
Yeah,
so,
it's all new to me, so I'll get it down. I'm with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. So jump on my schedule next week, because I'm going to want to follow up with you.
Okay.
And by the time we talk, you should be able to tell me you've said your microvision probably 1,000 times, and
okay.
you're accepting at least 50% to 60% of the day. Just constant
okay.
acceptance.
So the big thing is acceptance and microvision for the week.
You got it.
Okay.
And then reach out via Voxer with any questions as well.
Okay. All right. I definitely will. I'll begin to practice that. As soon as we hang up, I'll practice until we talk again.
That's awesome, Sam. Great.
I appreciate your call so much.
All right. Talk to you next week.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.